I want to spend the rest of our time talking a little bit about rectal cancer, and I'm curious about your clinical approach to these patients, what goes into the initial evaluation, and sort of what your algorithm then is about how they get managed.
I think that a clinical physical examination is something that we often forget to do, and it's amazing how important a rectal examination is in evaluating resectability, in determining what or helping you determine what options a patient has. In the era of PET CT, MRs, endorectal ultrasounds, we sometimes forget to do a rectal examination. And so I think it's quite important to do a good physical exam. The next is in terms of staging. And I think that endorectal ultrasound, at least in the United States, is probably the most accurate way of staging patients. There are several studies that have shown that MRI with endocoils is as good. I think that the data would suggest that endorectal ultrasound is perhaps superior at looking at T staging or looking at invasion within the colon wall, and perhaps MR looking at nodal disease. The technology with endorectal ultrasound has become very sophisticated, with ultrasonographers being able to, in fact, sample or needle aspirate even small lymph nodes. And I think it's important to realize that small lymph nodes can be positive. And in fact, in most situations, positive lymph nodes are small. So to assume that if a lymph node is smaller than 10 millimeters in size, that lymph node is not malignant is incorrect. A CEA measurement is important as a baseline, as well as a CAT scan to look for metastatic disease. I think, should every patient with rectal cancer get a PET scan at this time? I'm not sure that there's any data that supports every patient getting a PET scan, although it seems that most patients are getting PET scans.